Hello.
Hi, Louis. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, this is Honey with Local Splash. How are you doing?
Not too bad, not too bad.
That is good to hear. So, yes, Louis, I am actually calling because we noticed that you actually requested for more information about Google Ads campaign.
Yeah.
Yes. So I'm actually calling in regards to that. So Louis, Google Ads campaign actually is an ad campaign that helps you get visibility. Even if you are not ranking well in Google Maps section. So what it does is that when you notice when you make searches, let's say for example, you make a search for, let's say a plumbing. You need a plumber. So when you go ahead and make a search for plumbers near me, you notice that there are actually three different placements in Google. On the very top, what we call the Google Verified campaign, which is the pay-per-lead. So that's another ad campaign that you can actually take advantage. Second to that would be the one that you show, like, when you click them, it takes you to their website. So that is the Google Ads campaign. It's a pay-per-click campaign, and when customers click on the ad, they are being taken to your website so that they can see how your website and what you actually offer. So the lowest you can try on that one would be $300. Of course, we do recommend a higher budget for a better performance and stronger approach. Because, for example, if you go ahead and put in a budget of $300, we stretch out the budget for the whole month. This is to ensure that your ads campaign is actually running for the whole month. And then let's just say cost per click is $5, and then you get a $10 budget per day. So after two clicks, the ad actually stops and then resumes again. So if you have higher budget, we have a higher chance of putting the ad for a longer time so that we don't miss out clients that are actually searching for the service that you provide. So that is the Google Ads campaign. And the other one, I will take the opportunity to explain to you as well, the other one which I mentioned to you, the Google Verified campaign. So that one is a pay-per-lead campaign. So it's the most premier campaign that Google actually provides. So it displays you on the very top of the page. But please know, Google is very strict with Google Verified campaigns. They do background check. They ask for your social security number because it's actually a very premier campaign, so they are very strict on that. So that one, depending on the leads that you actually get, that's the time you will actually pay. So, for example, there is still a budget here. Like, for example, you don't want to overspend. Let's just say $1,000. And that's your budget for the ad.
For, for which one is that one?
Oh, the paper lead, the Google Verified campaign.
Oh, no, I don't want that one.
You don't want, okay. So, yes, yeah, so for the Google Ads, let me circle back. That's the one for the pay-per-click campaign.
But is this all mm-hmm. still part of a wasn't I paying like $300 a month?
You pay us you pay $249, so $100 goes to your Facebook ads campaign, and then the $149 is for your SEO. That is the one that we will be managing your Google listing to make sure that you rank on the map section.
On the first page, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and where are you guys at with that?
Let me see here. Your account or your listing we've completed the optimization of your Google Business Profile on March 27. So currently we are still working on your ranking and visibility. So we will continue to work on this one until we put you on the first page. Now, please be reminded, it takes about 45 to 60 days. I believe this was mentioned by the closer to you before, to make sure that you are on the first page. Now, for example, because I see here you added as manager to your account. Let's say you are already in the first page. Let's just say you are already there, but you're not on the top three. So we are going to be working on your account to make sure that we will see you on top.
Okay. Have you been doing this for a while?
Well, yes. Local Flush has been here for years.
The only reason I'm asking this is right now I'm kind of slow on work, and I just want to make sure that I got work for my guys, you know.
I see. Now, with regards to with the SEO, the one that you currently have, as like you mentioned, it takes 45 to 60 days to make sure that you we actually get in rank you up, because Google and the map section takes time. Everybody, all the businesses will experience this one. I think if you really wanted to go ahead and, you know, get clients right away, because that's what ads campaign will do to you. Even if you're not ranking well on the map section, when you actually do ads, when customers search for the service that you provide, it will put you on the top page, on the top of the search page, on top of the map section.
If I do the ads?
Yes, that's correct. That's what the ads does. If you're not even ranking well on the map section, when customers search for the service that you provide, you will be seen on the top. Let me check here for your campaign. So you're a general contractor. So let me try to make the search here. And I'll let you know which ones you would actually see as the one. Let's see if people are, businesses are doing ads campaign. General contractor. Rogers.
Hey, right now that you said that, I don't want it to say Rogers. I wanted it to say Omaha and surrounding areas. Rogers is a small town. There's like 10 people in there.
Oh, okay. So, Louis, for your, this one actually is, the primary search page is based to where your location is, or the business location is located. But, let me check your, if you wanted to be.
My business doesn't have a location.
Well,
I go to people's houses.
Yes. So basically, the primary search phrase will always be where your business is located, like the address that we have. But we will target the areas that you want to target to make sure that you appear on those areas. And currently,
that doesn't make no sense. I mean, my website says Omaha and surrounding areas, and then people can't even look me up like that. So they have to go through to Rogers. Nobody's going to look up Rogers.
Oh, no.
You're talking about a town of 15 people.
Yeah, sorry for the confusion. The primary search phrase is just like always based on where the business is located, right? But we are targeting different areas. This is to ensure that your business will appear. For example, people in Omaha, when they search for the service that you provide, because we are targeting that area, you will appear there.
And.
Because we have target areas. So these are the areas that we target. The primary search phrase is just because you are located in that area. So we set it like that. So, for example, a person located in Omaha searches for general contractor. Because we are targeting that area, you will appear there. They will see you.
Yeah, you're not understanding me though. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If somebody goes into my account or goes into Google and searches up general contractors Omaha, Nebraska, you're saying my name will show up.
Yes, that's correct.
And the top three.
Yes, that is what we are working to make sure that we place you in the top three. Let me check your ranking right now. Mm-hmm.
And there's no way to change that from Rogers to Omaha surrounding areas.
If you could provide an address that is located in Omaha, we can go ahead and change that. That is actually how Google does their, this is like building your profile. So depending on the address, because even if we're not showing the address, for example, we don't show the address to your customers because you don't, accept customers to go into your address. You go to their houses. Even if that's the case, because we are going to be entering an address on your profile, on the business profile in Google, so it is automatically set on the address that we have entered there. If you can provide us another address, your address, somewhere in Umaga, then we can change the primary search phrase.
I mean, can I just use any address?
Well, they will be verifying. Well, if it's an address that you actually, if you own the address, yes.
I guess I'll have to
get
back.
Don't worry, like I mentioned to you, even if you're showing your primary search phrase because that is where the business address is, we are still, if you wanted to target Umaga, we are definitely targeting that one because that is part of the target areas on your business or on your campaign.
Okay.
So, I try to put...
Go ahead, sorry.
Okay, go ahead. Well, yeah, I just wanted to tell you, I made a search for general contractor, let's say Rogers, or let's do Umaga, so that we, because I know that's one of the, you wanted to go ahead and target. Okay. So I made a search for general contractor in Umaga, and these are the businesses that are doing ads campaigns. So Premier Exteriors, NMG Contracting, Quality Foundation Repair. So when you do the search, you will see that they are sponsored options in this area, so they are the ones doing ads campaign. So Google will actually show them first.
General what?
General contractor.
I'm not even getting those. Which one's the person that came up?
Premier Exteriors, Umaga. And then NMG Contracting.
Yeah, I'm getting Radiant Eagle and Huskin Services, D&D Contracting.
And that's the one, are you showing a sponsored?
Yeah.
Yeah, so those are the businesses that are doing ads campaigns. So this is what Google does. They let you up this ads campaign or businesses that do ads are being shown first. And if you scroll down, that's the time you get to the map section.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, just think about it first. You would actually so basically that's what ads campaign does is that. Even if you're not tracking very well in the map section, so what they do is this, they give you the visibility and the ranking on top of the page. So this is actually good for businesses that are not...
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to wait right now to do those campaigns, or just keep the Facebook one. But I don't know if you could take the handyman services off.
Handyman? Okay, let me check here.
Yeah, on my website and on the Google listings?
Oh. For the Google listing, yes, we can definitely have that removed. But for the website, we are only promoting your website. You have somebody else who's managing it for you.
Okay.
Yeah, so you may need to go ahead and contact them and then have them remove the handyman service. But for here, let me check here. Handyman... okay. I'll have the handyman services removed. I'll inform our team.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Do you have any other questions, Luis, or clarifications on your account?
I think I wanted to add one more thing, like the description, I think.
Oh, yeah, sure. Would you like to change the description on your Google listing?
Yeah.
Okay, let me pull out your listing.
I guess I could do that, right?
Oh, I'm sorry, can you kindly repeat the question?
I guess I could change that.
But yes, you can. If you log into your dashboard and then go to business information, the description is there, and yes, you can go ahead and make edits there. It will then apply to all to the Google Business Profile.
Okay. And then, sorry, I'm throwing a lot of questions at you.
Tricky.
What about, can you tell me what's, out of those four services, are the business categories that I'm in, which one's the one that's getting looked up the most?
Let me check on that one. So let's see. So for you, you go here. Carlos, let me just check very quick. So this actually is 27. So it's been, let's say, 5 days, I believe. March 27. Yeah, because I'm not seeing results yet at the moment on your dashboard.
No, but I'm saying, like, you can't look up, like, Google's most first business category or something?
Oh, for general contractor? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry. Okay, let me search here. Let me just check in our notes, because we have, like, a copy of that, what are actually the suggested keywords that are being mostly searched in Google. Okay, so for general contractor, okay, the ones that we have actually added on your account already, like for example, the painting services, renovation, this one, painting services, deck building services, drywall contractor, and roofing contractor, and last one is remodeling services. So those are actually the top services for general contractor. And we all have them already on your search keywords.
Okay.
Yes. When you did the client interview, if you could recall, the person that you spoke with gave suggestion on the categories that we would suggest for businesses that we see that over the years have actually given jobs to clients. So those are the ones that we have already added to your listing.
Okay.
Okay. Any other question, Lewis?
No, as of right now, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Perfect. Thank you so much. If you have further questions, please do not hesitate to shoot us a text or call us here, okay? We'll be happy to assist
okay.
you.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.